Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loan subject to approval in available locations.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Kirk Adams, CEO of Green Rock Mining. GROC is the ticker there. Kirk, thanks for joining me.
Thank you very much, Justin. It's good to be here again. And GreenRock, as you know, is a company totally focused on Greenland and fast-tracking critical minerals into production.
Wow, that was good. I was going to ask you that then, but you got ahead of me. That's good. And listen, you're on today because big bit of news from you. You've announced a significant maiden ore resource at the Amitsoq graphite project in southern Greenland, one of the highest-grade graphite deposits in the world. So can you give us a rundown of, these results, please?
Yes, I mean, we're really excited about this, Justin. We had an eight drill hole program which went into the ore bodies and has given us very, very consistent results. This has allowed consistent grades, and this has allowed us to and enabled us to start the definition of what I always talk about, which is the third dimension of this ore body, because these ore bodies, they outcrop on surface, and so we know an enormous amount about them because we've channel sampled them, we've grab sampled them, we've gone into the underground chambers of the old mine in the 1920s. We know an awful lot about them, but now we're putting in this third dimension, and we're seeing the definition of these very consistent tabular ore bodies that are extremely high grade. So yeah. That's the important thing. If I was to summarize the JORC resource itself, the upper graphite layer has 4.61 million tons of ore in it, grading 18.65% of contained graphite. And the lower graphite layer, which is a thicker layer, it's typically 8 to even up to 17 meters in true thickness, has 3.67 million tons, 21.19% contained graphite. And then if you combine that together, the total resource is 8.6 million tons at 19.75% contained graphite. And it has a total contained graphite content of 1.63 million tons. So it's a really good start for us. For our first maiden resource, we're very excited about it. And it's confirming what we believed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you mentioned there that it confirms it's one of the highest grade projects in the world. Can you give a bit more context on that and what the impact is for GreenRock?
Well, I think the context is not only is it one of the highest grade graphite projects in the world, but the type of graphite, the flake size and the grain size, is absolutely perfect for EV grade material, and that really does put it in context, because it's not only high grade, but it's the right type of graphite, and that's very important. In terms of the grades of graphite projects around the world, most projects that we see are within single digits, so the single digit percentages, and mm-hmm. some of them as low as 3-5%, and what that means is that those companies will have to move a great deal more dirt, a great deal more ore than we will have to move to get the same ton of concentrate graphite, and that really mitigates down to the fact that our costs will be lower per ton of concentrate graphite because our grades are so high. So that's an important point, and being very high grade, it also it reduces that cost per graphite per ton, but it also reduces the amount of waste that we produce during the process. And so from that perspective, it's a great place to be. There are some graphite projects that are slightly higher grade than us, but certainly in that sort of 20-25% ballpark. But most graphite projects are much, much lower.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned there, the maiden resource launches GreenRoc into the global graphite resource space. And so, if looking at graphite there, what are your expectations for the resource moving forward in terms of, demand and pricing, Kurt?
Well, we've talked about this before, but it's interesting to note that demand for EV-grade material is forecast to grow really very, very fast, a factor of 3 times, by 2030, and 25 times by 2040. So there's this exponential growth driven by the EV battery market because of all of the new EV cars that we're starting to see, and that is a great space to be in. I think this will put upward pressure on the price, and you would remember and note that the cost of synthetic graphite, which is the other source of material potentially for EVs, the cost of synthetic graphite is a lot higher at the present time than natural graphite, the graphite that we'll be mining. So it's a lot more expensive to produce. It's also a lot higher. It has a lot higher carbon footprint. It's a very expensive material to produce because of the energy that's required to make it. And so the demand growth for this EV material is just staggering, to be honest. It's absolutely staggering. And I think, in summary, it's inevitable that prices will rise.
Yeah, absolutely. And how do you plan to sort of yourself capitalize on this, then, this demand, the strong demand?
Well, what we're trying to do and what we are really intent on doing is fast tracking this project towards production. So we're intent on defining a resource of sufficient size and confidence so that that will support a feasibility study. And we're intent on driving that by doing another drilling program this year that will define most of the area on the Amitsoq Island that we've defined as a target area, an exploration target area. But there's a good 50% or more area that is yet to be drilled on Amitsoq Island. So this initial resource of 8.26 million tons is likely to increase considerably, especially since as we are going down dip, true width of the ore body is getting greater. Yes, excuse me. So, this is a really exciting project. I wouldn't dismiss the fact that we also have the Kallak project on the mainland, which looks equally exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. And so, talking about what's next, what's happening next? What's going to happen in the next few months then?
Well, we've got a drilling program that we're contracting to do. With a drilling company. We've got all of the logistics sorted out. So we're planning on drilling campaign here on Amitsoq Island itself, additional and some work on the Kallak area. We're looking at what we can do in terms of environmental and social impact work. Obviously, all of this will ultimately lead to a feasibility study and an application for a mining permit. That's what we've got in view. That's what we're looking at over the next 18 months or so.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay. As you know, as always, if you could, there's a big list of top 10 most followed companies on Vox on the front page with follow buttons next to each. To get in that list, people have to hit those follow buttons. So if you could, give us 3 reasons why someone should hit that follow button and add GreenRoc Mining to their watch list, please.
Well, I think the number one reason is that we're a really high-grade graphite project, and that is a fast-growing commodity, because of the EV market, and we've got the correct material for that. Secondly, we have a very large potential for expansion of the reserves and resources, both at Amitsoq Island and at Kallak, and so I'm anticipating indicating that over the next 12 to 18 months, we'll see a significant increase in the size of that resource. And let's also not forget that we also have an extremely exciting ilmenite project, the Thule Black Sands project, which is also a critical mineral. This has a 249-hole drilling program that we are currently analysing. That was from last year. We're anticipating that the MET testing will result in a larger resource there as well. So we've got, as I say, great high-grade project. It's got large potential for expansion. And we've also got a second, I would call it a flagship project, that is equally exciting.
Yeah, marvellous stuff. Kirk, it's good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
Save big on everything you need when you shop at Menards. Spidey Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Stay connected to home while you're away with wireless outdoor security cameras. Control all your smart home products from anywhere using one easy-to-use app. View our entire selection of Spidey Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big.